ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Ephraim Tannenbaum.
Maseches Shavuos is dedicated to Bezchus Refuah Shleimah from Moshe Yosef ben Sarah Rivka.
This shiur is on Maseches Shavuos, Daf Mem. I want to begin with Chiddush of the Achrenim that they're aiming on from a line in the Tesis de Bramaschal Betoinei Bedinor Matbeos. Just to review the background first, the Gemara had a kasha from the Sefer of the Mishnah, Dinor Zav Yesh LeBiyadcha. And the Mishnah said that it's Chayev Shavuos made the Mixas. In fact, the Gemara according to Shmuel that the whole Mishnah is Dafka Ketani. So the Chayev, he was a Taino of Zahav and a Hidah of Kesef. It's the Hidah is not Mimin a Taino. Why is he Chayev Shavuos made the Mixas? And Rabbi Levi said five lines from the top, B'shet Toyanoi B'diner Matbeis. Rashi learned that Rabbi Levi means to say that the Diner Zahav that he was Teveya was a coin rather than just unminted metal. The Mashmos of Rashi is that the whole Mishnah until now was talking about just tainus of metal, of raw metal. When it said, Shtei kesef yesh l'biyadcha, ein l'cha biyadi ela pruta, it meant that he was being teveya the metal in the weight of two mo'os of kesef. And for Tesis is that it's a palate to say that. Because if somebody makes a tviya on a weight of shtei mo'os of kesef, there wouldn't be a chiv ma'idim mixas b'chiyai gavna because that's pachas from the shir. Because the shir of shtei kesef, two silver coins of a ma, is worth more than the weight of the silver of those two coins, because the obvious economics is that the value of a coin is the value of its metal plus the value of the labor that's involved in making it into a coin. And so when you're teveya just the metal of those two coins, then you're being teveya less than the shavius of shtei kesef. So therefore, Taisa says it's very shver to say that the whole ratio of the Mishnah is talking about where the metal was not made into a coin. And then Taisa adds a line, and this is six lines down in the narrow lines, and Taisa de Bamaschal Batayin of Dina Mavayez, Taisa says, V'zed doichik leimar she'en shav v'pruta ba'isei chasaren. Taisa says that you could get out of my kasha by saying that, yeah, it's taka worth a little bit less than Shtei Mois Kesef, but that chasarin, that which is less, is a pachas m'shava pruta, and a mele, it wouldn't be ma'akev. And a mele, that's why there's a chiv shvuos ma'idu m'ikses. Abrazak Taisa says, but that's a doichik to say that the Mishnah is talking about just such a case that the chasarin is pachas m'shava pruta. But the mashmos of Taisa is that lehil chasa, aside from the fact that it's not a nice pshat in the Mishnah, it's a doichik to learn that way in the Mishnah. But lehilchasa in Lamdas Tesis holds that if that chaserin is pachas m'shava pruta, then there would be a chiyuv made by mixas. The chaser choishin in some peches sifkot and aleph calls this Tesis a tema. That what we see from Tesis over here is that you could be missing from the shir, but as long as what you're missing is pachas m'shava pruta, that would be nechshav kilu, you have the whole shir. The chaser choishin says the fizah, similar thing would come out by the opinion of Ben, where there's a shear of Chamish Salayim, and a person can give the kain a little bit less than Chamish Salayim, but as long as that little bit less, that chasaron is Pachas M'shava Pruta, that would have the same din as giving him a Chamish Salayim. And he says that's a tremendous chiddush. He asks kashas, he brings rayas from earlier in the sugya that it's not like that, but he holds that Taisus is very shver. The Rashash here in Taisus writes the same thing. The Rashash says that the mashmos of Taisus is that Taka Taisus would hold the chasaron of Pachas M'shava Pruta is not ma'akev in the shir, and he says, why would it be any different than what the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah Daf Yigimel, where the Gemara says, kol shiri chacham kachim, that a mikvah of arboim so is matayr, but arboim so chasir kurtav is not matayr, and there's a shir of a kibetz of a tumas oichlim, and if that kibetz is pachas from a shumshum, then it doesn't have the din. And the same, there's a shir and a begit of gimel al gimel, and if that gimel al gimel is chasir nima, again, that's ma'akev. So we find the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah is telling us that all the shiurim have to be precise. And if a shiur is missing even the most minute amount, then it's pachas mikashir. Any chaserin in a shiur is ma'akev. So why would we have a halacha then the shiur shtei kesef that you need for ma'idim b'miksas, a chaserin of pachas m'shava pruta is not ma'akev. So the Kseis and the Rosh Hashanah, they both say that Tosis is mashma, and that would be the din, but they consider it a tema. The Rashash says that you can maybe even get out of the Raya from Tesis and say that all that goes into what Tesis means when Tesis says v'zeh doichik. When Tesis says it's a doichik, he means not just that it's a doichik to learn that that's the case of the Mishnah, but more than that, it's a doichik to say that that would be the din, that there would still be a chiv of shvuah somebody to make sas of the chasaron is pachas b'shav fruta, because taka like we're saying, kol shiur chacham kachim, the chasaron even of a kol shiur should be ma'akev in a shir. But that's not the simple reading of Tosis. There's also a way out of the Raya, the Chidushi Harim, in his Chidushim on Siman Pei Ches and Chosha Mishpat, of Jumatrovsky, and his notes on the Ksesa Choshin, and the Mitzayin to this Chidushi Harim. The Chidushi Harim says that he has an Eitzim maybe to Al-Koponim limit the Chidush of Tosfos. That Tosfos wouldn't say that a Chasaron Parchas Shavaput is not Ma'aki, but when the Chasaron is in the Kamos. Meaning, Lamashal, that if you need a certain amount of wheat to reach a Shavius of Shtei Kesef. And there's a tefiyah here of a little bit less than that much wheat. That little bit less is Pachas B'Shavapruta. But Lamaisa, it's a little bit less wheat, less kamos, than you need for the shear of Shtei Kesef. That avad would be ma'akev. That's not called kashir. But over here, where you have all of the kamos, meaning the amount of metal that you need for the Shtei Kesef is here, just it doesn't have the whole Shavius because it's missing the avodah of making it into a matbeya. When you have the full kamos, but it's just missing a little bit of the shavius because it's missing some labor, some avodah, maybe that's what Tosfos means, is not ma'akev. Ayin shem heitev, it could be that the Chidushi Harim means like I was explaining, or maybe with a little bit more of a knetch, but I'll call upon him. Ayin shem, his idea is to limit the Chidush of Tosfos. But what we see is that all three of these achrayim, the Ksos, the Rashash, the Chidushi Harim, they all see in this Tosis a Chiddush that, again, that L'chayra, a Chasarn of Parchas Mikashir, is not Ma'akev, a Chasarn of Parchas Mishavaprut is not Ma'akev in Ashir, and they all consider it a Tema. The Shash has a way to get out of the Raya, the Chidushirim has a way to limit it, but to accept this Raya as a Halacha, to accept this Chiddush, L'Halacha, they all consider would be a Tema. Me'idich Gisa, Rabbi Kiveger, the new Hagoyz of Rabbi Kiveger on the Shulchan Aruch. Rabbi Kiveger, over there in Siman Peches, he starts his shtickle like this. Nistapakti. That which the Torah says that there's a shear of Shtei Kesef L'Gabi the Dinah Moedim Miksas. What about if somebody makes a tviya of Shtei Kesef Pachos, missing a Pachos B'Shavapruta, a Pachos B'Shavapruta less than Shtei Kesef, what should be the din? And he says, Umotzasi Raya. From Tosis, in Shuas Daf Mem, he brings down our Tosis. The Tosis holds that a chasarn of Parchas B'Shavapruta is not going to be ma'akev in the shear. Rabbi Kiveger doesn't seem to think that there's anything wrong with this chiddush. He clears the shayla and he says that from our Tosis we see this chiddush. And then Rabbi Kiveger legs to that there's also a ritva in Kedushin from which I see the same chiddush. The Gemara in Kedushin on Daf Mem Zayin talks about a person who's Makadish Anisha, Hiskat Shili B'Pikadin Sheishli B'Yodcha. And then she goes and she finds that much of the Pikadin got lost. As long as there's still left a Shavaprut in the Pikadin, she's Mekudeshes. That's the case of the Gemara. On that, the Ritva brings down early Rishonim, also based on Yerushalmi, that's all if he said Pikadin Stam. What if he says Bechala Pikadin? If he said especially Bechala Pikadin, then if she goes and she finds that a lot of the Pikadin is missing, then she's not going to be Mekudeshes. If the Pikadin was worth $100, and she comes and now there's only $50 left, or $1 left, like the case of the Gemara, and he had said Bechala Pikadin, then she wouldn't be Mekudeshes. But then the Ritva adds these words. He says, because there you need the whole Pikadin to be present, except if the chesaron is pachas v'shavapruta, because pachas v'shavapruta people are not makbid. Rabbi Kiveger says that I see in that ritva the same chiddush that I see in our Tosis, that whenever we have a shir in mamain, and then there's a chesaron, and the chesaron is pachas v'shavapruta, that chesaron is not ma'akim, and it's considered as if we have the full shir. Avad Rabbi Kiveger would say to the Rashash is taina, that what about the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah? Rabbi Kiveger would say that no, it's different by Shiurim and Mamanis. By a mikvah, Arbaim saw Chaser Kurtav. We don't find anywhere in the Torah that there's a Shiur of Mayim, that a Kurtav of Mayim is not considered Chashav, or that a Shumshum of Oichalim is not considered Chashav. There's a Shiur of Arbaim saw, there's a Shiur of a Kibetza, and then if you take away a tiny amount, what din is there in the Torah to tell us that that tiny amount doesn't count? But in Mamanis, where there's a shear of a pruta, now usually we find that in a positive way, the shear of a pruta bekumvase, in order to shaf a din, you need, there should be a shav a pruta. But Rabbi Kiveger is saying that the same way that we have that din in a positive way, in a kumvase, so the same din is also true in a negative way, that like Abba being ma'akev a din, also you needed to be a Shava Pruta, and a chaserin of a pachas b'Shava Pruta is not going to be ma'akev adin. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger is going to hold of this chiddush in Shiurim in Dinei Mamonos. L'chayra, though, what about the Kseis HaChayshin's Tzushtel to Pidin HaBen? That L'chayra is a good Tzushtel, and Rabbi Akiva Eiger should tackle L'chayra, beholding that Chamish Slayim, that's Chaser, a Pachas B'Shava Pruta, is not going to be good enough for Pidin HaBen. But Achapanim, this is the Machlekes Achayinim that we have over here. All these Achayinim, four Achayinim that we mentioned, they all make the same Diyuk and Tosfos. But while the first three Achayinim, the Kseis, the Chiddush Erim, the Rishash, they all say that it's a pella to accept such a Chiddush, and either they consider it a Kasha, or they have an Eitzah to try to get out of the Raya from Tosfos. Rabbi Akiva Eiger, on the other hand, says, that's Taka the Din, that I see from this Tosfos that a Chasarn of Prachat B'Shava Pruta is not Ma'akiv and a Shir. Let's go on now to the Gemara in the middle of the Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar Shmuel, or like the Gears of the Rif and the Rosh Amar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel. Loishanu elibatainas malve vahidas loive. The din that there's a shear of shtekesef that we learned in the Mishnah, that's only by the Shavuah of Moedim Mixas. Aval batainas malve vahidas vahadas eid echad afilu loitonai elibaputu chayev. In the Chiv Shavuah of eid echad, there's no shear of shtekesef, there is enough to have a pruta. So Tosfos in Dibur Maschil Alav B'Tainas Malva asks the Kasha. Here the Gemara is saying that we don't make comparisons between the Shavuos Moed B'Mikzas and the Shavuos Eid Echad. And if there's a Gezeiras HaKasef teaching us a Shir of Shtei Kesef by Shavuos Moed B'Mikzas, we will not assume that that Shir also applies by the Shavuos Eid Echad. For Tosfos, but the Gemara in Ksubas Daf Pei Zayin says on the din of Ein Nishba'in Al Kfiras Shibir Karkois. Now that din is also learned from Psukim in the parasha of Ma'ed B'Mikzas, and yet the Gemara assumes that it's going to be true also by the Shavuah of Eid Echad. So over there it seems that we do learn halachas from Ma'ed B'Mikzas to Eid Echad. How come the Shir of Shtei Kesef we don't learn from Ma'ed B'Mikzas to Eid Echad? And for Tosfos, that really Enechanami, the Shir could also be learned from Ma'idim Mixas to Eid Echad, and according to Rav, that the Shir Shtei Kesef was said in the Kfira, which means that the Shavuah itself will be on Shtei Kesef. Taka will learn from Ma'idim Mixas to Eid Echad that over there also the Shavuah is only if the Eid is made on Shtei Kesef. But according to Shmuel, Zaktesis, the words over here, this halacha is Shmuel. Shmuel is going to Shitasa. According to Shmuel, that only the Taina needed to be Shtei Kesef, but the Kfira didn't need to be Shtei Kesef. The Kfira could be just a Pruta. That means that the Shavuah could be on just a Pruta. So then there is no Shir Shtei Kesef to learn to the Shavuah of Eid Echad. Because over here also you don't need Shtei Kesef in the Shavuah. You can make a Shavuah even on a Pruta. So just like by Ma'idim Mixas, you can make a Shavuah even on a Pruta. So too, by the Shavuah of the Eid Echad, you can make a Shavuah even on a Pruta. Ad Kan, the Tosfos over here by us. Tosfos in Ksubas Daf Pei Zayin and Onto Daf Pei Ches says the same Teretz. But over there, Tosfos adds, the Tosfos says, but L'chair, the Teretz doesn't make any sense. L'chair, it's a very strong Pella. Anybody that's learning the Tosfos asks the Kasha, how could Tosfos say that L'fi Shmuel L'shitase, there's no Shir of Shtei Kesef to learn from Ma'id B'Mikzas to Eid Echad? In the Chanami, the Shir is not a Shir in the Kfira, it's not a Shir in the Shavuah. It's a Shir in the Tviya. But even so, but at least that din, that there's a shir in the tfi of Shtei Kesef, why can't we learn that to Shavuos Eid Echad? Just like by Ma'id B'Mikzas, the Shavuos Ma'id B'Mikzas only comes al yidei tainas Shtei Kesef. So why don't we say also by Eid Echad that the Shavuos Eid Echad only comes al yidei tainas Eid Echad? So Tosfos in Ksubas therefore slugs up this Teretz of Tosfos and goes on to answer the Kasha differently. So what's Taka the Pshat Lafi Artesis? Artesis says that Shmuel Lishitase, there's no Shir of Shtei Kesef to learn to Eid Echad because of here you're Nishbi even on a Pruta. Aye, but there's a Shir of Shtei Kesef in the Taina. So the Teretz for this is found in the Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Rabbi Akiva Eiger brought down in the new Rabbi Akiva Eiger's on the Tesis in Ksubas. They bring down over there a Tshuva, which is not printed in the Shalos HaTshuvos Rabbi Akiva Eiger, but they bring down over there a Tshuva that Rabbi Akiva Eiger wrote to his son, Rabbi Wolf Eiger, where he writes on that step of Tosfos in Ksubas, where Tosfos slugs up the Teretz of our Tosfos. Rabbi Akiva Eiger writes, V'ulam tamid kishani leime divrei Tosfos elu eini mevin karoi dichiyasam. Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, no matter how many times I read this Tosfos, I don't understand how they mean to be slugging up the first teretz. In other words, he says that there's a simple teretz to Tosfos' kasha on the teretz of our Tosfos over here. Because the Vegas is like this, that Bishlam, according to Rav, that the Shir of Shtei Kesef was said
in the kfira, by Maidim Mikzas, what do you end up swearing on? You swear on the kfira. So if the Shir of Shtei Kesef was said on the kfira, so that means it was said on the Shvua. So there's a Shir of Shtei Kesef on the Shvua. Then we can learn out from there to Eirecha, that by Eirecha also there'll be a Shir of Shtei Kesef on the Shvua. But according to Shmuel, that the Shir was said on the Taina, such a Shir, Bishlama by Maidim Mikzas, we can understand that there could be a Shir in the Taina, because the Taina also contributes to the eventual Shvua. Because what do you make a Shvua on when you might do a Mikzas? You make a Shvua on the difference between the Taina and the Haidah. If somebody's Teveya $100 and you admit to $30, so the Shvua is going to be on the $70. It's going to be on the difference between the Haidah and the Taina. So the Taina is a relevant part of the Chiyuv Shvua. But by Eirechad, when an Eirechad is made that I owe money, so my Shvua is not on the difference between what he's made and what the Taina was. But for Kert, my Shvua is only on the part that he's made on. If someone was Teveya $100 and an Eirechad is made that I owe $30, so my Shvua is on $30. So the other $70 are Lemal V'Lemayrid. The fact that the person came in with a taina of $100 is like Malvali Mayrid. I have to swear on the $30 because the Eirechad was made on the $30. Whether the other person had been Teveya $100 or $50 or $30, it wouldn't make any difference. So therefore, Zekir Biki Veger, that's the Svar of Taisis, that the Shir of Shtei Kesef Alib de Shmuel makes no sense by Eirechad, because how big the taina is not relevant. By Maidim Mixas, the Shir of the taina is relevant, because the Shvua is on that part of the Taina that he's not being made on. But by the Shvua in Eirechad, where the Shvua has no shaykhas to the amount of the Taina, the Shvua is just on the amount that the Eirechad is made on, so there it doesn't make sense that there should be a Shir in the Taina. Miller Zakhtar Bikivagar, he doesn't understand why Taisis and Ksubis is Deichad this Taras, and for Kert, he understands the Taras of our Taisis very well, that according to Shmuel, there is no makom for Shir Shtei Kesef in the Taina by Eirechad, because the size of the Taina has no bearing, has no relevance on the Chiyuv Shvua. Now, L'chaira, this Svar of Ibki Veger is shaykh to another machlekes Rishonim that we find here in our Sugya. Here, Shmuel brings up in this step of the Gemara, Shmuel brings up the Shvua of an Eirechad. The Ritva over here brings down a machlekes Rishonim between the Rif on the one hand and Rabbeinu Ephraim and the Rimigash on the other, Legabi the Chiyuv Shvua Ben Eirechad. Let me just be makdim to put in perspective of this machlekes. The Rimigash and Rabbeinu Ephraim were each the primary Talmud of the Rif in the two different yeshivas where the Rif was a Rosh Yeshiva. The Rif started off in North Africa. He was a Rosh Yeshiva in Algeria, and that's where he was for most of his life. And his main Talmud in that yeshiva was Rabbeinu Ephraim. This Rabbeinu Ephraim was brought down many times in the Bala Mari, and many hasagis on the Rif, but he was the main Talmud of the Rif in his first yeshiva where he was Marbetz Torah in Algeria. Karev L'Seif Yomav, the Rif had to run away from Algeria. Then he went north into Spain. And there, when the Ritzkeis was Nifter, the Rif took over as the Rosh Yeshiva in Lucena in southern Spain. And that was his second career. And in that yeshiva, his primary Talmud was the Rimagash, and after the Rif was Nifta, the Rimagash took over as the Rosh Yeshiva of that yeshiva in Lucena. So the Rif had two yeshivas, had two primary Talmudim. The first was Rabbeinu Ephraim, the second was the Rimagash. And the Ritva brings down over here, the Ritva and the Ramban also, that the two of them both argued on this chiddush of the Rif. What's the inyan that they were arguing about? Whether the Shvua of an Eirechad requires a tainas bari, or whether an Eirechad is mechayev a Shvua even with a tainas shema. The Rif said that you don't need a tainas bari even if the Teveya doesn't know that you owe anything, but if there's an Eirechad that says that you owe, that Shimon owes to Reuven $100, so Shimon has to be nishpa on those $100 even if Reuven doesn't know anything about it. Rabbeinu Ephraim and after him the Rimagash, they both argued with the Rif, and they said that no, the Chiyuv Shvua of an Eirechad is only when there's a tainas bari. If Reuven was Teveya $100 and he has an Eirechad supporting him, then Shimon has to swear. But without the Tainas Bari, the Eidus of the Eirechad is not Mechayev Shvua. Both sides in this Machlekes bring their Makaris from Lashenes in our Gemara that we're learning now. Right after this line of Amar Nachman Amar Shmuel, that a Tainas Eid, that that a hadas eid echad doesn't have a shear of shtei kesef. So what was the lashon of the Gemara? Alva betainas malva hadas eid echad afilo itanai ela bepruta chayav. That lashon of the Gemara betainas malva is the makar for the Rebbe Magash and Rabbi Ephraim, who say that you need a tainas malva, that the taina of the teveya goes into the chiyuv shvua by eid echad. But the Riv said back, look at the next step of the Gemara, where it says it brings down the brace of a tanya called Makam Shnayim Machayev and Oisei Mamon Eirecha Machayev Shvua. Avada the din that Shnayim Machayev and Oisei Mamon, and that doesn't require a tanya's bari. If two Eidim say that Shimon owes $100, Avada he pays even if Reuven doesn't know anything about it. So if Kol Makam Shnayim Machayev and Oisei Mamon Eirecha Machayev Shvua, so too, if one Eid is made that Shimon owes Reuven $100, even if Reuven doesn't know anything about it, Shimon is going to be Chayev to pay. So each side brings a makar from a lashon and argamar. Al kapanim, the shita of the Rif is that the shvuas eirecha does not require a tainas bari. The shita of the Rabbeinu Ephraim and the Rebbe Magash is that it does. Now the svar of Rabbi Akiva Eiger that it doesn't make sense that there should be a shear in the taina by a shvuas eirecha because the taina is not part of the it's lemal v'lemayrid. You swear because an Eirechet says, the mashal in the example that we gave, the Eirechet says that he owes $30, so he has to swear on the $30. The fact that there was a taina on $100 is not part of the Sibas Achiyah for this Shavua. That's all true according to the Rif. According to the Rif, that you don't even need a Tainas Bari, so that it's really just the Eidus of the Eirechet that's Machayev Shavua, so then a Taka doesn't pass. They say that there should be a Shear in the taina. But according to Rebbein Ephraim, and the Rebbe Magash, that the Eid Echad is only Mechayev Shvua if there was a Tainas Bari. So once you need a Tainas Bari, it's Yitachin Al Kol Panim, that there could also be a Shear in that Taina. So that it could very well come out that the Taisvis in Ksubis that slugs up the Teretz of our Taisvis, that Svar of Taisvis in Ksubis that Rebbe Kivager said, I can never understand that Svar of Taisvis, that Taisvis maybe was going like the Shita of the Talmidei HaRif, Rabbeinu Ephraim and the Rebbe Magash, Masha Inkin, our Taisus, which Rabbi Yeager says is a Teretz that makes a lot of sense, and he doesn't know why Taisus and Ksuba should argue. Our Teretz would be going like the Svara of the Rif, that there is no, that you don't need a Tainas Bari. Then, like Rabbi Yeager says, so the Taina is not a significant part, it's not a chelik of the Siba Machayevis, therefore it doesn't pass. There should be a Shear in the Taina. Next, let's go on to the Gemara at the bottom of the Amud. The Gemara brings down the part of the Mishnah that said, "Torne chidim v'hayilei b'sa'irim," and the Tanakhama said, "Pater v'ramliel mechayev." And the Gemara at the bottom of our Amud discusses this part of the Mishnah, and we'll talk about this halacha of "Torne chidim v'hayilei b'sa'irim," which has two sugyas. There's the sugya here, which is really beikar the din of the Mishnah, where we learn according to the Tanakhama that he's pater from the shvuas meidim mekses. And there's also the sugya in Bava Kama daf lamed hey, where Rabbi Bar Nosson says a chiddush. That not only is he pater from the Shavuos Maidim Mikzas, he's also pater from the Demei Sa'irim. And although that Gemara is really in Bava Kama, but Tosfos in Dibur Maaseh V'Hodlai discusses that Gemara in Bava Kama, and from that Gemara, Boiz Ois Big Yisoides in the whole Lamdus of Maidim Mikzas, so it's kedai for us to say over that Gemara and go into this Tosfos. So again, Rabbi Bar Nosson says in Bava Kama Daf Lamed Hey that not only is he pater from the Shuas Maidim Mixas, he's also pater from paying the Demei Sa'irim. So that means that if the Teveya said you owe me Chitim, and the Nitzvah said back, I don't owe you Chitim, but I do owe you Sa'irim, not only is he pater from the Chitim and he doesn't have to swear on them, he is even pater from the Sa'irim. And that's L'Chayr, a grace of Pella. He's saying, I owe you the Sa'irim. Hidoas Bal Din Kamei Eidim Dami. So what paters him from paying those Sa'irim that there's Mei Eidim that he owes? So we find Be'ikar through Mahalchem in the Rishenim in Bava Kama. Rashi says that it's because when the Teveya said you owe Mechitim, we interpret that as a Mechila. He means to say that whatever else you owe me, I don't want. I just want the Chitim. So then when the Nitva says, but I owe you Sa'irim, so the Teveya already said, I don't want that. The Teveya was Meichel of the Chiv of a Sa'irim. So Enechanami, he has Namonet Kimei Edim that he owed Sa'irim. He owed it, but then the Teveya was Meichel that he doesn't have to pay. The Rush over there disagrees, and the Rush says, no, we don't deher the Teveya's words as a machila on any real chayiv. If there was a real chayiv of Sa'irim, the Teveya is not being machilat, but we deher the words of the Teveya as a chaydah that there is no chayiv of Sa'irim. Because when he's Teveya chitim, he means to be saying, chitim you owe me. You don't owe me anything else. I never lent you anything else. So there's a chaydah zbaldin on the part of the Teveya that the Nitva does not owe him Sa'irim. So true, then the Nitva says, I do owe Yisa Ayrim. So there's Haidois Baldin on his part that he does owe Sa'irim, but now there's contradictory Haidois Baldin. And therefore, Basin can't force him to pay the Sa'irim. There's many Edim on both sides, so Basin stays out of it. So that's why he doesn't have to pay the Sa'irim. And then the Rush brings down a third pshat from the Ramah. The Ramah says that the reason why he doesn't have to pay the Sa'irim, Behektim, the Ramah has a Gevaldik Chiddush, that the din of Haidois Baldin Kamei Edim Dami is only when the Haidah comes in response to a Tfiyah. But if I walk over to you and I made you something, but you never te veya, then I could say meshata anibach, and I'm not really bound by my haidah. The melezak the ramah over here by tarnei chidim haidalei b'sa'irim, we deher the haidah as being not in response to any tefiyah, because even though there was a tefiyah, but there wasn't a tefiyah on sa'irim, so it's like I was made you something without any tefiyah, and therefore I could say meshata anibach. So again, the gemara mavakama is meitzaf a halacha. That Tone Chidim Haidalei B'Sa'irim is Patri even Midmei Sa'irim, and we have three Mahalchim and Rishainim. Either like Rashi says, because of a Machila, like the Rush says, because the Teveya was Maida that the Nitva does not owe any Sa'irim, or like the Ramah says, because of Haidah that's not in response to a Tvi, you're able to say Meshata Anibach. Now, Taisus, in both places, Taisus by us and the Ramaskal of Haidalei B'Sa'irim, and also the Taisus over there, Rav Kamad Aflamet, hey, Taisus asks the Kasha. Rabbi Barnasin says the chiddush that you part to even make sa'irim. Fractasis, where did he get it from? Why would Rabbi Barnasin think that according to the Chachamim you part to even make sa'irim? After all, Rabbi Gamliel surely can't part from the make sa'irim. And here Tesis is a lumdus. In speaking at the Kasher, Tesis is a very important lumdus. Tesis says Rabbi Gamliel, who holds that your chayav shvuas might even make sas. In Rabbi Gamliel, it's poshut that your haidah is mechayev you in the make sa'irim. Because a haidah that's not mechayev mamain is not considered a haidah to be mechayev shvua. That's the yisoid of Taisus. Taisus speaks that in his kasha, but that's the ikri yisoid that the Taisus we're going to see in a moment. Baizais from this Taisus that a haidah that's not mechayev mamain, that doesn't have a din of haidah as baldin kamei edim dami, is not considered a haidah to be mechayev shvua al tamaydim mixas. Memeil effect Taisus. Since Rav Gamliel is mechayev shvuah as maidim mixas, so al korchach Rav Gamliel considers the haidah to be a haidah as baldin kamei edim dami to be mechayev in the demei sa'irim. So Rav Gamliel for sure is mechayev in the demei sa'irim. Once we know Rav Gamliel is mechayev in the demei sa'irim, so mechayev teitzet the chamam argue. The chamam just argue on Rav Gamliel in hilchas maidim mixas. They hold that you need a haidah b'mimena taina, so this haidah is not considered a haidah al shvuah as maidim mixas. But Mechet Heisi, a second machlokes, that they also argue Lagabi Hilchas Haidahs, while Din Kamei Edim Dami, that this is not considered Haidah to be Mechayiv in the Demei Sa'irim, as they frek Taisus. And Taisus in their first Teret say that Rav Barnasa made a deal from the Lashon, that because the Chomsi Pater, it was Mashmeter Abba Barnasan, that they are Pater Lagamri. And in Echanami, there's a double machlokes, that Rav Gamliel is Mechayiv in both. He's mechayev in the demei sa'irim because he does baldim kamei edim dami, and he's also mechayev in a shvua on the demei chitim because he doesn't require maidim mixas to have a haidah mimin ha'tayna. And the Chum argue both, they patim in the demei sa'irim because they hold that this is not considered a das baldim for one of the three reasons that we said before, and they also hold that it's not mechayev shvuas maidim mixas because of the three reasons that we said before, because it's not a haidah mimin ha'tayna. So in the first Teretz of Taisvis, nothing really changed in the Lomdus. What Taisvis said, that according to Rav Gamliel, if you're Chayiv HaShvua, it must be that you're Chayiv Mamain, because a Haidah that isn't Mechayiv Mamain can't possibly be Mechayiv HaShvua. That blibes true in the first Teretz of Taisvis. But then in Taisvis' second Teretz, it says, In Nami, Af Agav Demifte Medimei Se'erim, Af Rav Gamliel, Afil HaKechashav LeHaidah, over there, Taisus is being chizir from the hanacha of his kasha, and Taisus says that maybe really all the time Tanayim in the mission of Pater from the Mesa Arim. Rabbi Barnasin held this as far pshuta that this is not considered Haidah Baldin, and tackle all the Tanayim Pater mid Mesa Arim. But Rabbi Gamliel holds nevertheless that Yechayev Shvuas Maidim Mixas. In other words, Taisus is saying that the din Haidah to be Yechayev Shvuas Maidim Mixas is not totally on the din Haidah. These two dinim are separate from each other. So the two terutzim of Teisvis seem to argue about this chakira. We find two dinim of haidah in the Torah. There's a din haidah that haidah is mechayev mamin. Haidah is baldin kamei edim dami. There's a din haidah that haidah is mechayev shvua. That's a din of maid b'miksas. The first Teretz of Teisvis held that the two dinim are totally zevazeh. Only haidah that's mechayev mamon al seidot, but then kamei etim dami could be mechayev shvuah to maidim makes sense. And the second derech of Taisus says no, they're not totally zevazeh. You can have haidah even though it's not mechayev mamon, but it can still be considered haidah to be mechayev shvuah of maidim makes sense. The Ksais HaChishn and Simen Gimel Sifkatan Beis talks about this Taisus. What's going on in Simen Gimel? Simen Gimel is talking about the shear of a basin, how many people you need on a basin. And there's a halacha over there that a basin needs to have three people. Now, there is such a thing as a basin of a Yochid Mumche, which has the koyach to dan. State in Shulchan Aruch that even though a Yochid Mumche has a koyach to dan, but a Hidah in front of a Yochid Mumche doesn't have a din of Magdoras Baldin Kame Eidim Dami. He has a din of a basin Legabe Paskining, but he doesn't have a din of a basin Legabe Hidoras Baldin Kame Eidim Dami. Now this din, Agav Rucha, if you take a look in the tour, you'll see a machlekes Rambam and Rush whether this is me'ikir din or not. According to the Rambam, this is me'ikir din. Midai Rai said that which the Torah allows a Yachin Mumcha gives a Yachin Mumcha a din of a basin, that din is Naschalik, he's only considered a basin like Abi Paskening, but not like Abi Hagdas, but then the fun of being Kamei Edom Dami. The Rush argues, the Rush holds that no, Yachin Mumcha is a basin, if he's a basin, he's a basin, he's a basin for everything. So just like he's a basin Linyan that he can Paskening, he's also a basin Linyan that Hagdas, but fun of his Kamei Edom Dami. But even the Rush agrees that that's only true, me'ikir din medin de Gemara. But that's only true, a mumche, that's a real samach. But nowadays, that we don't have anybody that's considered a real yachin mumche because we don't have smuchim. So nowadays, lemaisa, the halacha is going to be like what it said in the Rambam, that even if a yachin mumche could dan between two people, but he's not a real basin, and therefore a haidah b'fanav is not considered a haidah in the haidah spalding kamei edim dami. So whether it's me'ikir din or whether it's just the Lamaisa nowadays, Lamaisa Hidol of Nea Yachin Mumcha doesn't have a din of Hidol, but Dinkame Eidim Dami. Take a look in the Shach over there who dons about which way the Shulchan Aruch means to be saying the Shulchan Aruch, L'machaber, the Ramah, Lamaisa, it's very not clear. The Shach assumes that the Ramah means one way, the Nesivis assumes the Ramah means the other way. Inkam Akum Laharach. Al Kapanim, the Halacha Lamaisa is that Hidol in front of Yachin Mumcha is not Machayev any Mamun. Klert the Ksei Sachesh in the Shaila. What about that haidol? If nei yachin mumcha, is it considered haidol in the mechayev shvu al tamayd v'mixas? In other words, he's clearing whether the shvu al tamayd v'mixas needs the kind of haidol which is mechayev mamay. So zok the ksais that mechayra is telling the two truths of our taisis. The first taisis of our taisis made a tliya between the two. If it's not a haidol in haidol spaldin, it's also not a haidol in tamayd v'mixas, and then a haidol if nei yachin mumcha would not be mechayev shvu. The second Teretz of Taisus is chayzer from that Tzliya. According to the second Teretz of Taisus, a Hidah lefnei Yachin Mumcha would be Mechayev Shvua. So that's step one of the Ksais. He says that Lachayre will be telling the two Teretzim of Taisus, but then he says, but Lachayre, the second Teretz is very shver. The Pashas Avada should be like the first Teretz, that the two Tinim are Tolez Abazeh, and he brings a riot. There's a Gavaldiga Yediyah, the Rashi and Kedushin of Samachay, that says that there's a Makur for the Halacha that Hidah Spaldin Kamei Edim Dami. That which Hidah Spaldin is Machayev Kamei Edim is not just learned at Misvara. Rashi and Kedushin of Samachay says that it's learned from the Pasuk of Kihuzeh. The Gemara never says that that's the Drasha for Hidah Spaldin Kamei Edim Dami. It's a Chiddush of Rashi and Kedushin. But the Ksais names on like this Rashi, he brings down the Rashi, he assumes for a Davar Pasha that that's the way we hold. And he says, if Rashi, now the Pasuk of Kihuzeh, that's written in the parasha of Maidu Mixas. That's where we see that a Hidor B'Mixas is Mechayev Shvua. And Rashi says that that's the Pasuk that teaches us that Hidor Spaldin Kamei Edim Dami. Obviously Rashi was assuming, because if it wasn't Mechayev Mamin, if it wasn't Kamei Edim Dami to be Mechayev Mamin, it wouldn't be Mechayev Shvua. So from that Rashi, I see that the Shvua Maidu Mixas is only that kind of a Hidor which is Mechayev Mamin. And that's like the first terrace of our Taisus. So the Ksei says that he thinks the Pashas Savad is like that side on the Hakira. I, the second terrace of Taisus over here, seems to be saying that the two dinim would not be Tali Zevazet. The Ksei says no, the Ikir is that they are Tali Zevazet. And the second terrace of Taisus, Ayin, he says what I wrote in Simon Peches. So let's take a look now at the Ksei in Simon Peches Sivkot and Yud. Over there he says, you know what's the pshat in the second Teretz of Taisus? When Taisus says that Rabbi Gamliel, who's Mechayev Shvuas Maidu Mixas, he may agree to Rabbi Varnasan that you're part of the Demei Sayyim, he says, it makes sense based on the Rush's pshat. We said over before, three pshatim in the Rishayim, for why Rabbi Varnasan says that he's not chayav the demei sa'irim, zok the ksais. According to the Rush, what was the pshat of why he's not chayav the demei sa'irim? Because there's a hidos baldin pattering him from the demei sa'irim. That means be'etzem he has a hidos baldin and that's machayev him. But the Teveya had a Hidoras Baldin that he doesn't know any Sa'irim, so that patters him. So now what do we do with this? We have two conflicting Hidoras Baldin. So why do we say he's Pater? For what, why do we trust the Teveya's Hidoras Baldin? For Keret, according to his Hidoras Baldin, he's Chayef. Teretz is that really Basin doesn't know which one to do. So Basin is a Shevi Al Taseh. Basin has a Safek, a Shakal, 100 Edom against 100 Edom. It's like a Trey U'Trey, whether the person doesn't owe money or the person doesn't owe money. So Abad the Basin isn't going to make him pay the money. But that's only Klapi the Basin. But if what's his own din? If he borrowed the Sa'irim, there's nothing that's pattering him from the Sa'irim. Abad he has to pay the Sa'irim. To be Yesidei Shemayim, he has to pay those Sa'irim. Basin doesn't know if his Ador is true or not because it's like a Trey U'Trey. So Basin won't force him to pay the Sa'irim. But if he knows that his Haidah is really the true Haidah, and the other person's Haidah is not a true Haidah, then he has to pay the Sa'irim. So what we have over here is a person who made a Haidah, which was Mechayiv him, Latzei Sidei Shemayim. Zaktik says, this is like the case that I talked about in Simon Pei Zayin, Sifkan Chav Gimel, and we talked about it in the previous year. What's the story if a person makes a Haidah Spaldin where there's a Kimla Midrabimine? So the mice, he doesn't have to pay, but it was Machayev him Latzei Sidei Shemayim. So the Ksei said that Haidah, that's Machayev him Latzei Sidei Shemayim, that's enough of Haidah to be Machayev him Meshavua. Meaning, the Ksei over there was going with the assumption, like the first Teretz of our Taisvis, that the two Dinu Atali is a Bzeh, and only Haidah that's Machayev and Mamun is Machayev Meshavua, but the Ksei over there said a Chiddush that it doesn't have to be Machayev Mamun in Basin. It's enough if it's Machayev Latzei Sidei Shemayim. The Ksei over there made it Tzuchtel. Just like if somebody makes a Haidah that he owes money, but the person's a very strong man and Basin will never be able to get him to pay the money. Avada, that doesn't take away from the din that it's Machayev and Meshavua because Be'etzem his Haidah was Machayev and Mamun. So Zuck the Ksei the same thing by Kimel and Rabbanei. And now the Ksei and Peches of Cotton Yud says the same thing over here. He's made b'sa'irim. His haidah is machayev him to pay sa'irim. Basin doesn't know if his haidah is true because there's a haidah from the other guy saying for carrot. So Basin isn't going to force him to pay this sa'irim. But if it's really true, he really has to pay the sa'irim. And Mamela, in his mind, since he knows that it is true, so he's chayev to pay the sa'irim. So it's machayev him akoponim. Let's say shemayim. Therefore, Taisus is saying it's enough to be machayev shvuah. So it's not that Taisus in the second Teretz is being chuzed from the whole tli between the two dinim of haidah. Taisus is blibing that any haidah that's not machayev mamun is not machayev shvuah. But here it could be considered that it is machayev mamun because akoponim is machayev. Let's say shemayim. But zaktik says, but according to Rashi, that it's not that Basin won't make him pay because Basin doesn't know who to believe. He's be'etzem pater because the Tevei was meichel on the Sa'irim. So then it's taka ha'idah that's not mechayev any money, then it shouldn't be mechayev shvua. So he says that the second Teretz of Taisus wouldn't make sense according to Rashi, it would only make sense according to the Rush. Now the Maisa, that's a little bit problematic because the Taisus in Bava Kamma seems to speak out both Mahalchim. The Taisus in Bava Kamma is Tzarech Iyun in its own right, what exactly Taisus considers the Lamedes. But Taisus uses Lashenis both like Rashi of Mechila and like the Rush of Haidah. But the Kseis names on that according to Rashi, that we consider the Tvi of the Teveya to be a Mechila on the Demei Sa'irim, so then his Haidah is really not Mechayev him anything. He's Be'etzem Pater. He's not just a Basin can't make him pay. A Basin could believe him, but he doesn't have to pay it anyway because the other person was Mechilet. So then he's really Pater. So then such a Haidah is really not Mechayev any money, and it shouldn't be Mechayev a Shvu either. So the second Teretz of Taisus doesn't stem with the Tam of Mechila. But the Nesivis over here, in Peches, Sefkat, and Gimel, says, just being Moisev onto the Ksesis Shekel Peri, he says, no, you could really be Miyashev the second Teretz of Taisus, even with Rashi's Pshat, because even according to Rashi, it's not the Pshat that this Haidah is Be'etzem not Mechayev Mamayim. It doesn't have a din of Haidah Asbaldin. It does have a din of Haidah Asbaldin Kamei Edom Dami. Basin believes that he borrowed the Sa'irim, that he owed the Sa'irim, but now he doesn't have to pay it back anymore because the person was Meichel. That's not called a Haidah, that's not Machayev Mamayin. It's like if somebody would be made that he owed and he already paid, so he doesn't have to pay it anymore. But the Haidah was Neskabel. So over here also, the Nesiva says, according to Rashi, and the reason why he's Pater is mitam mechila, so that means the Haidah is neskabel. He's believed that he owed the money, and now he doesn't have to pay it back anymore. That could still be called Haidah that's mechaya mamain. But lafugi what? Lafugi the time of the Ramah. According to the Ramah, that the reason why Rav Nassim patters from the Demei Sa'irim is because his Haidah, the Etzim doesn't have a din of Haidah, it's about din. A Haidah spal din is only zok the Ramah, a Haidah that comes in response to a Tfiyah. And Tanichitim Haidah Bisa'irim, that's a Haidah that's non response to a Tfiyah, and therefore it doesn't have a din of Haidah spal din kemei edim dami, and it doesn't have a koyach to be mechayev and mechlal. So such a Haidah taka wouldn't be mechayev any money. It wouldn't be mechayev a shvua either. So the Nesiva says that, again, he assumes, like the Kseit, he's being mamshech the shekel ter of the Kseit, that la'ilam a Haidah that's not mechayev mamin can be mechayev a shvua. The second teretz of Tesis, which is mashma, that Tesis is being chayz from that, no, is really also blibing with that yisoy that be'etzem mahidah, that's not mechayev mamin, can't be mechayev shvua. Just, so why does Tesis say that this haidah could be mechayev shvua? So the ksay says, because be'etzem it's mechayev mamin, just basin isn't going to enforce it. And the Nesiva says you could say even more. Up to the time of Rashi, be'etzem it's mechayev mamin, just you don't have to pay because the teveah was meichelet. But if there would be a tefiyah which is be'etzem not mechayev mamon, l'mashal a tefiyah which is, if there would be rather a haidah which be'etzem is not mechayev mamon because it's not in response to any tefiyah, al pi the aseid of the Ramah, then everyone would agree that it wouldn't be mechayev shvua, because like Rashi says in Kedushin, the aseid that Moedim makes us is mechayev shvua goes together with the aseid that haidah spal din kamei edim dami, because one is learned that from the other, and the two are totally zebezel in what would be considered a haidah. Let's go on now to the Gemara on the top of Amud Beis, where the Gemara brings down the ending of the Mishnah, where it said, Nechasim she'in la'machayis, Zeke gemes, Nechasim she'ish la'machayis, Lishava alayhen, the Mishnah taught us the din of Gilgul Shavua. This Mishnah is brought down over here, and also it's a Mishnah in Kedushin, but the Gemara over here says, Ha ikir hasam agav grarav, this is the ikir suga of Gilgul Shavua. Now the din of Gilgul Shavua, as it's brought down in our Mishnah, is really a double chiddush. The first chiddush is that once you're chayev a shvua for one mamon, so then a second mamon, even if there's no mechayev for a shvua on the second mamon, you have to swear on the second mamon also. But the additional chiddush is that even if that second mamon is something on which not only isn't there a mechayev, but there couldn't be a mechayev, because it's karka ve'ein nishban al kfir shibik kukreis, it's not shaykh a chaleis shvua, chiyev shvua on karka, even so al yidei gilgul we can be megalgul a shvua onto even karka. That's the double chiddush of Gilgul Shavua on karka, as it's brought down in Armish and also the Mishnah in Kedushin. And the Rambam brings down this halacha in Perek Hey, halacha Gimel, and the Acharinim HaMa'ir, they're aimed on a very surprising lashon that the Rambam is maisif to the din of our Mishnah. The Rambam says he's talking about a case of Ta'ana Kelim of Ikarkois, and there's a Maidim Mixah. So first the Rambam goes through the ratio, where if the Maidim Mixah is on just the karka or just the Kelim, then it's not mechayev a shvuas made b'miksas. But then the Rambam says, "Aval mahidim b'miksas hakelim." But if he's made b'miksas on some of the kelim and not all of the kelim, then he becomes chayev a shvuas made b'miksas. And zak the Rambam, mitoich shuchayev shvu al miksas hakelim shakafer behen. Once he has to be nishba on some of the kelim, nishba af al hakarka ishetonu yimahem. Then he also has to be nishba on the karka. And the Rambam adds these words: shahakil taina. Achas he, because it's all one taina. The teveah was teveah, the karka and the kelim, all in one taina. Melu megalgil ashvua from the kelim to the karka. Rishon Rozovsky, in the sefer chidush shirim shmo, which was his shirim kolyim, above a mitziah simin hey. Rishon Rozovsky asks, what does the Rama mean with this haysafa, with this lashon at the end of his sentence, shakul taina achas he? That's not the din by Gilgul Shavua. You don't need Hakol Taina Achas in order for there to be a din of Gilgul Shavua. If I'm Tevei Yumani in Beistin, and let's say Yomayde B'miksas, so Yichayev Shavua, then I could start being Moisef Tainis and say swear on this and swear on that, even if they weren't part of my original Taina. Like the Rambam writes in Perek Aleph Halacha Yud Beis, where the Rambam first brings down the din of Gilgul Shavua. Zog the Rambam, Kol Mishan Eschayev Shavua, Bein Shalter, Bein Shalter Vrehem. Megalgil alav ha-mashpiyai kol masha yirtza. The mashpiyai could then be megalgil whatever else he wants, midvarim shem yeidu behem yischai mamain, even to the point of saying, hishavali, that you're not my eved. Over there it's clear in the Rambam that once Shimon becomes chayav a shvua to Reuben, Reuben could then make up new things and be megalgil those shvuas onto Shimon. You don't need that, it should be part of the original taina. And yet, over here, when the Rambam is bringing down the din of Gilgul Shvu in our Gemara, the Rambam adds these words, Shakul Taina Achasi. Why do we need over here that the Karka and the Kalim were both demanded in the same Taina originally? And furthermore, why Bechlal does the Rambam bring down Gilgul Shvu in these two separate halachas? Like we said, the Gemara says that this is really the Iker case of Gilgul Shvuah. And yet, in Perek Aleph, the Rambam brings down the din of Gilgul Shvuah. And then in Perek Hey, he brings down the din of Gilgul Shvuah from our Sugya. What does he want with this? Zokter of Shmuel. The Rambam is teaching us a big chiddush that there's a new din of Gilgul Shvuah that's Neschadish in our Sugya. That when a person is Tevea two things in one Taina, then the Chiyav Shvua, that the person is Chayav, that the Nitva is Chayav, for the first thing, that same Chiyav Shvua is Chal for the second thing. That's the Din of Gilgul Shvua that comes when it's all a day one Taina. But you don't need that. There's a Din of Gilgul Shvua even on a day two Tainas. But there, it's not the same Chiyav Shvua. Dahainu. If I'm Tevei, you one thing and you become Chayav Shvua, and then I'm Moisef another Taina, then there's a Chiyav that's Chal on the second Taina. That Shvua is called Chiyav Gilgul Shvua. The whole shame of that Shvua is it's a shame Gilgul Shvua. It's not a Shvua Samayidim makes sense. It's not a Shvua Eirach. It's not a Shvua Hashemim. It's just a Shvua Gilgul Shvua. But if the two Mamanis were all included in the same Taina, then the Rambam is being Mechadish that whatever Chiyav Shvua was Chal on the first Mamain, that Chiyav Shvua goes on to the second Mamain. So if a person was chayev, like in our sugya, a shvuas moide b'miksas for the kelim, then he becomes chayev a shvuas moide b'miksas for the karka also. Shehakol taina achas. If it wouldn't have been a kol taina achas, then yeah, you could be chayev a shvuah for the karka also, but it wouldn't be a shvuas moide b'miksas. It would be a shvuas nilgul shvuah. But because a kol taina achas, so then we're able to be megalgal the shvuas moide b'miksas mamish onto the second mamon. What's the nafkamina? Whether we say that the second Shvua is a new Shvua called Gilgul Shvua, or it's the old Chiyav Shvua that's in this Galgal onto the second Mamain. So Shmuel brings up an Inyan that's discussed in the Rishonim and the Achrayim, whether a Shaila, whether Gilgul Shvua needs that the Teveya should ask for the Shvua, or does Beis Din do it automatically? The Rush starts the discussion. The Rush in Shai Meichzim, Perek Aleph above Metziah, Halacha Dalid. The Rush says that the Chiyav of Gilgul Shvua, once a person becomes Chayav Shvua, then it's out of the hands of the Teveya. It's all in the hands of the Beis Din. If you have a din Torah between Reuben and Shimon, Reuben makes a Tefiyah, Shimon responds in such a way that now Shimon becomes Chayav Shvua. Let's say because he's a Maidu Mikzas, or there's an Eid Achad, Lamashal, and Shimon becomes Chayav Shvua. Now this Shimon is at the mercy of the Beis Din. Whatever Beis Din wants to be Mashbiya Shimon, they can be Mashbiya him. So if Beis Din has some suspicion that Shimon owes Reuven some other money, they could say, swear that you don't owe that money. Even if Reuven personally is not asking for that Shavua, but Beis Din could be Megalgula Shavua onto Shimon. The Nemukhi Yosef at the beginning of Shnayim Ha'Yosef also holds like the Rush, and the Nemukhi Yosef is Ma'isef. Because after all, the whole Makar for Gilgul Shavua is from Seita. The Gemara in Kedushin Darshins Amen Shalisa Tisi Leima Ish Zevel Ami Ish Acher Mikan. That's the Makar of Gilgul Shvua, and over there by Seita Zaktan Muki Yosef. If the Beis Din suspects that she was Mizanami Ish Acher, even though the husband he was only Mekanei her on one man, he only is Chayshed her from one man, so he's only being Teveya Ashvua Me Ish Ze. And yet the Beis Din, because they suspect her me'ish acher, they're going to be megalgal shvua onto her me'ish from me'ish acher. Zaktan Muki Yosef, just like by Seita, it's in the hands of the Beis Din, and you don't need that the Baal should be Tevea that second shvua. So to every Gilgul shvua, it's in the hands of the Beis Din, you don't need that the Baal should be Tevea that second shvua. So that's the Shita of the Rush and the Muki Yosef of Bava Metzia. The Ritva in Kedushin on Daf Chav Zayin argues. The Ritva in Kedushin on Daf Chav Zayin says that Gilgul shvua is a zechus of the Tevea. It's not a din in the Beis Din. Gilgul shvua means that once you owe me a shvua, I could be mashbia you whatever else I want. You owe me a shvua for this moment. If I want you to swear on a second moment, I can be mashbiya you that also. But it's the schus of the teveya. If I don't want you to make that shvua, then Beis Din is not going to bring up any new shvuas. Zakt Ritva. even though by Saita, there was Masyachis to this Taina of the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef, even though by Saita L'Chair it's not like that. By Saita L'Chair, the basin is bringing it up because the Baal only was Cheshit her from one Ish. And the basin is being Meshpi her Shalei Satisim Ish Acher. Zog the Ritva, that's because Saita is different by Saita where it's not Mominous, but it's Issa V'Heter. V'Chol Yisrael Arivim Zelazeh. And there's a Chiv La'Frushim Yisurah. So there, all of Kal Yisrael is a Baal Dover on the Shalei Satisim Ish Acher. So there we could call it that the Baal Dover is being Teveya, even if the husband is not being Teveya. But Klal Yisrael has an achrayis to see to it that she's not being over and aver, lafushim yisura. So that's considered that there's a tefiya coming from the Baal Dover. So the Ritva says that be yisoid, you need that there should be a tefiya from the Baal Dover, and therefore by mominis, you need that there should mamish be a tefiya from the Baal Dover. So the Ritva argues with the Rosh and the Mukhi Yosef by mominis, but he's made to what the Mukhi Yosef said about Saita. Now, what about the Das HaRambam? So the Rameir Simcha in the Ersameach on the Rambam and Hilchos Tayim and Itten. Okay, first, let's take a look at the Lashon that we said before, that the Rambam first brings down the Din of Gilgal Shvuah and Perak Aleph Halacha Yud Beis. Listen to the Rambam's Lashon. Kol mi shen nitzchayev Shvuah bein shel Torah bein shel Devrahim megalgil olav hamashpi'oi kol mashi yirtzeh. The Mashbiya could then be Megalgil on him. The Rambam is describing it as a Zechus of the Mashbiya. It's Reuven's Zechus to be Mashbiya Shimon, a Gilgul Shvuah, like the Ritva. Not like the Rush that is the Din and based in. Whether the Mashbiya wants it or not, based in will be Mashbiya him. The Rambam learns like the Ritva, that it's the Zechus of the Teveya, that one, if Reuven was Teveya Shimon and Shimon became Chayav Shvuah, then Reuven has an additional Zechus that he can be Mashbiya him for other money also. But then Dr. Meir Simcha. So the Rambam is like the Ritva, but the Rambam really goes further than the Ritva. Because the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef, if you remember, had brought a Raya to the Rosh, that's the Din of the Beis Din. His Raya was from Saita, because after all, we learn Gilgal Shvuah from Saita. If by Saita is the Din of the Beis Din, then by all moments it should be a Din of the Beis Din. The Ritva got out of the Raya by being Mechalik between them. But the Rambam, Dr. Meir Simcha, the Rambam gets out of the Raya differently. Because the Rambam, if you take a look at the Rambam in Hilchos Saita, the Rambam holds that by Saita also it's not like that. It's not like the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef and the Russian on that is the Din and the Beis Din. Take a look at the Rambam Perek Dalet of Hilchos Saita Halacha Yud Zayin. Yesh lebal legalgil aleha b'shvuah shalei zinsa imish zeshekine levelei imish acher. The Rambam presents the whole Din of Gilgul Shvuah, Sai by Saita and Sai by Mamanis, as a Din in the Baal, meaning a chus of the Baal or of the Baal Dover, that he could be Megalgal Shvuah. So it comes out that this three Shittas Rishayim, the Shitta of the Rosh and the Mukhi Yosef is that it's always a Din in the Beis Din and it doesn't matter if the Baal Dover wants the Shvuah or not. The Shitta of the Ritva is that by Mominis, it's a Din in the Baal Dover. He has to be Teveya, the Gilgal Shvuah. But by Saita, it's Taka a Din in the Beis Din because over there, Kol Yisrael is considered a Baal Dover. And the Rambam Shita, the Ur Sameach, is Medayik from these two places in the Rambam, that it's always a Din of the Baal Dover, it's his Zechus to be Teveya, the Gilgul Shvuah. Now, Dr. Shmuel Rozovsky. But let's take a look now in the Rambam. Here, Rameir Simcha was telling on two Rambams, the Rambam in Hilchos Saita, and the Rambam in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Tayim Anitin. But what about the Rambam in Perek Hey of Hilchos Tayim Anitin, the Rambam that we started with? Ta'anai Kehle Mekar Kois. And the Rambam says that if he's hoidim a mixas hakelim, so then mitoich shehu chayiv shvua al mixas hakelim shakafar bahen, nishba af ala karkois. Once he became chayiv shvua on this, he has to swear also on that. Not a word over here about the teveya being mashbia him or being megalgel on him. The Rambam says he's chayiv to swear, also on the karka. Over here, the Rambam says that the Din Gilgul Shvuah happens automatically, like it's the basin Zechus, and we don't need the Tfiyah of the Baal Dover. Why, what happened? What switched? Dr. Shmuel Rozovsky, that's what comes out of the Chiddush. That's the Nafgamini from the Chiddush that we said before, because the Din Gilgul Shvuah over here, the Shvuah that he's making on the Karaka, is not the Shvuah of Gilgul Shvuah. The Shvuah of Gilgul Shvuah, the Rambam holds, was Nischadish as a Zechus for the Teveah. If the Teveah wants it, he can ask for it. If the Tveya doesn't want it, then there's no reason why the Nitva should make the Shvuah. But the Shvuah, the Gilgul Shvuah of Perak Gimel, of Perak Hey, rather, Perak Hey, Halacha Gimel, that's not the Gilgul Shvuah, which is a new shvuah that's nischadish in the parsha of Gilgul Shvuah. That's a shvuah where the parsha of Gilgul Shvuah extends the old shvuah, the shvuah smayd b'miksas. The shvuah smayd b'miksas is not the schus of the teveah to make him swear. That's a din of the Beis Din. Beis Din is mashbiah, somebody who's mayd b'miksas. And since over here he is mayd b'miksas, and since hakul taina achas, like the Rambam says, and therefore it's the shvuah smayd b'miksas, not the new shvuah of Gilgul Shvuah, therefore Zak the Rambam, even without the Mashbiah being Magalgal on him, he's Mimila Nishba Afal Karkois. And for that, the Hezber is like the Rambam Takasesha, HaKlil Taina Achasi. Let's end with a short Ha'ara from Rabbi Kibayegu, but a Yesed Sticker one. B'negeh to the Tesis on the bottom of Amaral of Tesis of Ramatskal Allah Hidiyacha. Rabbi Kibayegu over there is going on the Shaila of the Shach Klairs, the Shach and Simon Pei Zayin. Sifkat Nyud, Claire's a Shaila. What's the din when there's a Suffolk or a Machalikas Apaiskim, whether or not a person is Chayav Shvuah or he's not Chayav Shvuah? Be Suffolk, do we make him swear or do we not make him swear? And the Shach has Machriya very clearly that the din is that he's Pater, a person does not make a Shvuah, be Suffolk. And the Shach's Machayres, he brings from all of the Gedele Achrainim, from the early Achrainim, he brings the Marit, the Marivol, the Marashdam, and also the Marimi based Levi, that all of these Achrayim said that Misafik, a person doesn't make a Shvuah, but he doesn't bring a Rai directly from Rishayim, except he says that one of these Paiskim brings a Rai from a Tosfos. The Tosfos is on the next daf, the Tosfos at the top of daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph in the Sugya of Shvuah Hesis, where Rabbi Nitam says that in the case where there's two Lashonos in the Gemara, whether or not he's Chayav Shvuah Hesis, he'll be Pater. That's the Tosfos that the Achrayim pointed to as the Makar that you don't make a Shvuah by Makar Misafik. Now, I mentioned Shvuas Hesis, so let me just say that the Sugya Shvuas Hesis, which begins at the bottom of Mem Amud Beis and goes on to top of Daf Mem Aleph, and Mr. Shem, we're going to cover in the following shir. But Legabi, that Raya being a Raya to the Shach's Shaila of whether or not you make a Shvuah, but Makom Safik, Rabbi Kivager says that the Tosfos that the Achrayim brought a Raya from really misses the point. Because the Yesod of the Shach's Shaila is really a very sadistic question. Do we look at a Chiyuv Shvuah as being Shayach to Dinei Mominus, or do we look at it as being Shayach to Dinei Issa V'Heter? Is the Yesod of a Shvuah that my Tviya on you is Machayev you to either pay money or to swear to me, or is the Yesod of a Shvuah that it's a Chatimsa that Beis Din uses to be Mechriya their Sveikis, and it's really between the Nidain and the Beis Din, and then we would look at it maybe more in as being part of the miskeres of mitzvahs. And then b'makom safek we would say if you might have a chiyuv to make a shvuah, just like if you might have a chiyuv to eat matzah, safek the ayis l'chumah, you might have a chiyuv to take a lulav, safek the ayis l'chumah. So if you might have a chiyuv to make a shvuah, so we should say safek the ayis l'chumah. But if we look at it as being in the miskeres of mominus, that it's my tviya to you, which is mechayev a shvuah. So now if there's a suffix, whether my tviya to you is mechayev you a shvuah, so then pakeret, a suffix in the mamunis goes to kulu, because we say, how might simech a rei alaf haraya. So that's the aseid of the suffix. But Zakhtar b'kivayger, but to bring a rei from a tesis about shvuah's hesis, is no rei at all, because shvuah's hesis is only a shvuah drabanon. So even if we would deher that the chiyuv shvuah is taka considered a mitzvah, and a suffix in halacha shvuah follows the rules of sveikis by mitzvahs, but over there, we would anyway be potter because it's a mitzvah d'rabban. Suffolk there, right? So we'll go l'kula. Suffolk whether you took lulav on the end of Shani or Galias, taka goes l'kula because suffolk there d'rabban on l'kula. So avada by shvuas hesis, Rabbi Natan is going to say in daf mem aleph that b'makom suffolk you don't make a shvuas hesis. But what about a shvuah de raisa? A shvuah de raisa. If we'll done it as a mitzvah, then we would take and say suffolk there raisa l'chumra. Zokter b'kivayger. While the Shach's conclusion is the correct conclusion, but his Raya is not the right Raya, the better Raya would be from the Tosfos on the bottom of Daf Mem Amud Aleph, where the Gemara says, Lo Hidiyacha Koichid Ramang Amlila, the Mishnah Chapta case of where there's just Chidim and Sa'irim, Tana Chidim Haidla Sa'irim, rather than Tana Chidim and Sa'irim Haidla Bechamehem, even though really you'll be Patur according to the Tanakhama in both cases, like Shmuel says in our Sugya, Tana Chidim Haidla Bechamehem, your potter. And we take a paskin taste. So that on the base, we paskin like Shmuel, not like Rabbi Yechon, according to one version, on the base, who says that Yechayev, we paskin such a thing as potter. So why did the Mishnah only say the case of Tana Chidim Hayyid B'sa'irim? So the Gemara says, the Gemara picked, that the Mishnah picked that case, like the Yechon Koichay Duramangam Liel. attack the case of chitim usayim hadle bechamehem potter would be a bigger chiddush according to the chachamim, but to say chayiv is a bigger chiddush in the case of tani chitim hadle b'sayim. So chap that case loyacha koychei d'rabban Gamliel. So the obvious question is, why do you pick that case loyacha koychei d'rabban Gamliel? Why don't you pick the other case tani chitim usayim hadle bechamehem loyacha koychei de chachamim? Zok Taisvis, because the kaicha of chiyuv is adef. Zok Rabbi Kiveger, all the time when we talk about Isser and Heter, and we have a cloud, the Gemara says in many places, kaich the hetera adef, the pshat is, because it takes more of a koyach to be matter something, because what's the din if you don't know if it's mutter or aser? If you don't know, then it's aser. Meaning, because of the rule of Savik Derais and the Chumra. So in Isserim, where you don't know, it's aser. So it takes more of a koyach, you need more of a vado'us, of a brirus, to be matter something, and that's what we mean when we say koyach da'atera adif. If Tosfos takes the klal of koyach da'atera adif and shtels it su to chiyuve shvus and says over here we would say koyach d'chiyuva adif, that means that again, that if we don't know, you'd be potter. And therefore it takes more of a vado'us to be chayav. Just like by Issa v'heter, koyach da'atera adif, because b'makom safek, we say it's aser. So too by Shavuos, if Tosfos says Koyach de Chiyuva Adif, that means that B'makom Safek, we say Pater. Rabbi Kiveger, that's the Raya to what the Shach wants to bagayis. The Shach brings down from all the Achreinim that B'makom Safek, like if there's a Machlekes HaPaitzim, you don't make a Shavua, he's taka right. But the Makar is not from the Tosfos on Dafim Aleph, but rather from the Tosfos over here on Dafim Hem.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any Dafim Shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a nonprofit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.